I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of the week for us to talk to Barbara Dooley. We love her. And we know we got another big game coming up. Barbara, Mike is out today. Mark Zeno is in for Mike. He's traveling overseas to see the Falcons on Sunday. But we got to talk about what you thought about last week before we talk about this Miss State game. What did you think about the Florida matchup?
Oh, my. Hey, they make you sick. They truly make you sick to your stomach. And people were beeping my phone like, what's going on? I can't take this another second. I mean, it was like hilarious. And I kept thinking, it's not over. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. We're going to pull it out. And sure enough, we did. And it's just shocking to me how this is going on now every single week. It's not once in a while. It's every friggin' week we go through this. It's not right. Let me tell you, it's not right. A weak heart can't make it through it. But once again, we found out a way to do it. And that's a champion. That's what a championship team does. They find a way to win. And I don't know if you've noticed this, and you know how much I love Gunnar Stockton, but if I didn't love Gunnar, if I didn't know Gunnar, and I just watched him play, he is the coolest dude. It looks like he has no emotions, literally. The whole game, it doesn't matter where the game is, he just looks the same.
He does. And Barbara, I got to tell you, last week when Gunnar took that knee, there were so many people who were at first, right? Because we're all in the moment. You're going, no, score! But this kid is so brilliant that he has heard his coaches say, hey, we got the lead. We get the first down. Take the knee. We don't need to give them the ball back. We don't need to give them any additional chances to touch the ball. It was the right play. And then Kirby said, Barbara, that running play to Chauncey where he scores for the Dogs there in late in the second half, that was an adjustment by Gunnar. I mean, this kid's playing at a high level.
He is playing at a high level. And one man texted me and said, I watched him in his first game with Georgia and never thought he'd make it through the season. And he's done nothing but got better. And he's right. He's gotten better and better and better. But I think people got so angry. I got a lot of, I didn't get text about it, but I got a lot of mouthing that Stockton and Kirby had cost the Georgia people millions of dollars because he didn't score and didn't beat the line. Well, if people realize what happened the week before, I think it was the week before, Gunnar ran and slid for a touchdown when we really didn't need to score. And
against Auburn.
It was against Auburn. That's exactly right. When Kirby got off the field, I don't know if you saw. I mean, when Gunnar got off the field, Kirby chewed him out. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
Well, Gunnar's not going to make that mistake again. Because he didn't want Florida to get the ball back again. You don't know what's going to happen. So, no, he did the right thing. Absolutely. But the moral of the story is, if you can't take a loss because of your money, don't bet.
Amen. Amen. Barbara, it's Mark Zeno. Great to talk with you.
Hey.
I wanted to ask you, I was at the cocktail party. It was my first one ever. It was a great experience. It's a college football bucket list kind of thing. You have to go if you've never been. That's
all you do. Yeah.
Yes. Are you worried about the fact that they find themselves, you know, in situations where they're usually trailing in the first half? I mean, how many more times can they come back, especially as the opponents get better next week against Texas and as they get into the college football playoff?
Well, it's going to be – I think we need to worry about Mississippi State. Do you know how well they have played against every team? And they should have beaten Tennessee easily. They have gone to the wire with every SEC team so far. So they could very easily be the team that we better not let get ahead of us, because I think their defense is pretty good, isn't it?
Their offense is good. Barbara, they're averaging – I was saying this morning, we were talking about this, even though the Dawgs have won 21 of 27 games in this series against Miss State, they are averaging 33 points a game. So offensively, they're scoring points despite their 5-4 record and only their one conference win. I'm with you. I feel like this is going to be a real tough test. And, Barbara, you know, you get up there and they're doing them cowbells and all that stuff. It can be crazy.
And an 11 a.m. local start time, too.
Well, trust me. Trust me. They'll be drinking before 11 a.m. But I will say this. They had a, you know, for years they didn't let them do the cowbells. Do you remember, were you too young to remember that? They cut them out.
They did.
And oh, they did. And then they let them back in maybe 10 or 15 years ago, they let them back in. But those things will drive you nuts when they start ringing them. But we've won. This is the most amazing stat that I read this week. Georgia has won 38 of their last 41 games. How impressive is that?
It's incredible. You know, and Barbara, we were talking about what Kirby's done and how he's built on the legacy of Vince, and then obviously what Coach Rick did there. You know, even though Coach Rick didn't win a national championship, it's just like the level of expectation right now for Georgia is off the charts.
It is off the charts, and I will have to say, if we look around the country or even just our conference, we've got four football major schools that have fired their coaches before the season ends. I think this is ludicrous that schools are paying this much money to fire a coach. It's really awful. It makes you never want to donate again, because you don't want to pay these kids these coaches $50 million to leave.
It's crazy, Barbara. It's insane.
It is insane. But think about the schools that have done that. Florida fired their coach, and I understand he walked away with $50 million.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah. I mean, he's laughing all the way to Hawaii. It's crazy.
Barbara, let me ask you real quick. But speaking of these buyouts, because I know you've talked about Vince and the salaries when he was in the game. But they didn't have this buyout stuff back then. You know, guys got fired. You went and probably got another job. But you didn't have this golden parachute to land on.
I would say you didn't even have a golden parachute to eat on when you were fired. You were fired. You'd be fired. But, you know, I think, honestly, I thought about it, and I've thought of course, we never even made – I mean, we never made $1 million. Are you kidding me? If we had made $1 million, I would have been obnoxious, I know. So we never made that kind of money. But I am just thinking about loyalty. And I think literally all of this started with the players, when the coaches, and I'm going to have to say it, Coach Spurrier was the first coach in our conference. He got paid he got paid $1 million, and he left Florida. And we were stunned that he would get $1 million. Loyalty. They started buying coaches from school to school to school. Well, what kind of loyalty does that show students, the kids you're recruiting? You recruit them and say you're going to be there for them, and then you leave. If you think back, in my mind, it's just It's awful. I don't think anybody has loyalty to the school, to the coach, to the team. It's just now all about money. And it truly breaks my heart. The whole game is changing.
It is.
It's changing.
And Barbara, real quick to make your point, it's Barbara Dooley, guys, with us, brought to you by Kroger. She joins us each and every week. Dogs getting ready for Miss State. Then they'll be back home against Texas next week. Barbara, but what you're saying about the loyalty, coaches have talked about this. I think Kirby's even talked about this. The buy-in. I'm coming, and I have this desire to be the best player for this particular school. That is gone. Like, that doesn't exist, I don't think, as it once did. But it also takes away from the game, and that's where I think what you're talking about, right? I mean,
it
does take away from something.
Well, it does. And then I think another thing that's happening, too, is I go to the football games and only the very affluent can afford to take families to a football game anymore. Back when we came to Georgia, people brought all their kids, their grandkids. The tickets were $10 or $15 a head, and you could manage it.
Yeah.
I heard the other day that people paid $600 for a regular seat at Florida. $600. It's out of control. I don't know what you do. I don't know what you do, but it's out of control. And
wow.
I don't think kids are growing up with the loyalty of a school that they once had. Gunnar Stockton's grandfather played at Georgia or was a student at Georgia. His daddy, his mom were students here, and he grew up with Georgia. He went to football games. And that's how you embed loyalty in a kid.
It is true. It is what you hope for and what you want. Barbara, we are going to see what these Dogs do against Miss State. We absolutely love you. You know that. And we will get a chance to talk to you next week about a big game at home against Texas. But let's see what the Dogs do on Saturday. Barbara, thank you so much. Go Dogs.
Go Dogs. And I hope we're tough, tough, tough and play that game for 60 minutes.
That's the key. You're right. Barbara, thank you. Have a great day. That's
okay,
Barbara Dooley.
Bye.
Thank you, Barbara.
Take care. But she's right, though. The loyalty, you know, and here's what's funny. For years, we said, these kids, man, these coaches leave. Now the kids leave. Now the kids.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kids are out. I mean, like that. The loyalty aspect of it, I don't think it exists. As a matter of fact, I know it doesn't, as it once did. Barbara Dooley, brought to you by Kroger. All right, Chris Henderson's going to join us, guys. Atlanta United making moves. Mike Conti's going to jump in to talk with us as well and be a part of our interview with Chris Henderson, who's the chief soccer officer and sporting director for Atlanta United. We got a new manager who's our old manager, but he's a new manager. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.